Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The warmer spring weather has me thinking ahead to all the barbecue dinners I want to have this year. Now, while burgers and hot dogs certainly have their place, sometimes I want something a little more substantial. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you have a very solid idea in mind, the good old pork shoulder.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, one of those things that's honestly still affordable in the grocery store these days.
Yeah.
And has a lot of uses. There's a little bit of confusion surrounding it. So there is something that honestly should be labeled pork shoulder.
Okay.
But that comes from the lower part of the shoulder. Mm. And it can also often be labeled as a picnic roast.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the lower shoulder. The upper shoulder is referred to as the Boston butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not anything to do with the backside.
No, it doesn't.
These both come from the pig's front leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so in my mind, the way that it works is the Boston butt, it's a thicker and a much better marbled with fat cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, that's ideal for the sort of the braising, the pulled pork and all that type of thing. Whereas the pork shoulder is a lot leaner. It often has skin on it. And it's actually pretty suitable to just roast whole, or it's certainly, you know, other techniques can be used. But if you have the option, I often look to get the butt as opposed to just the pork shoulder or the picnic roast.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them bone in or bone out. That's your call. You know, you're going to see it cheaper per pound with the bone in, but obviously there's going to be a bone that you can't use, you know?
Right.
But I think for most applications, you don't need the bone. There's a lot of times I think the bone has a real value, but I don't think it's necessary, and it can it's a pain in the butt if you're trying to bone it out or if you want to cut around it.
Right, for sure.
You know, I think the most common, well, one, the shoulder's often cut up and cubed to make ground pork, which you use for all sorts of different charcuterie.
Right, right.
Because what's nice is it has almost the exact right ratio of fat to meat. And so cubing it up and throwing it through the grinder, you make great sausages, pate, all those types of things. And so that's a great use for this cut of meat.
Right.
But I know that you are a big fan of pulled pork.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You know, so I think that, again, the Boston butt is better for this. And then everybody's got their own sort of technique. I don't necessarily have an outdoor smoker in use all the time. And so I usually rub mine with a spice rub of choice,
mm-hmm.
put it in a Dutch oven, put it in my oven at 200 degrees in the evening, and let it cook all the way through the night till the morning.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
And if you pull it out in the morning, you're going to notice there's a ton of liquid, some fat, some juices.
Right, yeah.
And that you're going to be able to take this out, and it's just going to fall apart.
Oh, that sounds ideal.
You'll be able to add the liquid back and all spices, and you've got some great pulled pork.
Oh, my goodness. That's great. Well, this is a very meaty cut. There's, you know, a good proportion of meat to the whole cut, right?
Yes. Yeah. And like I said, price per pound, it's still very, very affordable. So you can feed a lot of people with pulled pork sandwiches with one butt.
We're going to put some of these ideas on the website so people can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.